and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. It's the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 17th of December, 2007. It was on this day, 1770, Ludwig von Beethoven was baptized in the city of Bonn, Germany. Beethoven, who, 3 years after his first performance as a pianist in Vienna, began hearing a persistent ringing in his ears. Deafness came on, which became worse and worse. He had to give up playing the piano, but he was able to continue composing. Oliver Sacks, in his recent book, Musicophilia, says that so much of what we hear happens in the brain, not in the ear, and he theorizes that your musical imagery, your mind's ability to fill in the gaps when you hear that familiar tune playing very softly, also allowed Beethoven to keep composing symphonies. Beethoven produced some of his most complex work, including his Hammerklavier Sonata, his last five string quartets, and his famous Ninth Symphony after he was completely deaf. He died at the age of 56. It was on this day, 1903, the Wright brothers had their first successful flight in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, which they had chosen because it had a lot of sand dunes which would cushion their crash landings, and there were high winds which would help get the plane off the ground. It's the birthday of Joseph Henry, born in Albany, New York, 1797, the first person to observe electromagnetic induction, the process of converting magnetism into electricity. It's the birthday of the chemist Willard Frank Libby, born in Grand Valley, Colorado, 1908, won the Nobel Prize for developing the carbon-14 dating process. And it was on this day the Nutcracker Ballet of Tchaikovsky was performed for the first time, St. Petersburg, Russia. The Tsar loved it. The critics did not care for it. Tchaikovsky died of cholera less than a year later, before the Nutcracker became a great success. Here's a poem for today by Julene Tripp Weaver, Only What I Can Do, dedicated to Juan Bernal, died September 9, 2001, at age 41. I write a letter for my client today. I sit with him on the deck of the skilled nursing facility. He eats breakfast, smokes cigarettes. He wants me to write to his baby brother in jail, doing time. He dictates, I love you. I need $1,000. I will drive the getaway car. He has these plans he needs to convey. Tells me his little brother will tote the gun. He dictates, the doctor told me today I am dying, but he doesn't know how long it might take. It is doubtful he will be able to drive the getaway car when his legs are paralyzed and two people have to transfer him from his bed to his wheelchair and back. He has a direct line morphine drip he presses every 10 minutes. It is doubtful he will make it home again, but he wants to go home. He drifts in and out of sleep, nodding out. His thoughts stop in mid-sentence. He loses track of his message to his brother. He asks if they'll read his letter. The jail will, I say. He edits out the question about whether his brother killed someone. He thinks he did. I suggest he take out the part about robbing a bank, but he doesn't. He thinks it's a good plan. A poem by Julene Tripp Weaver, Only What I Can Do, from her collection Case Walking, an AIDS case manager wails her blues, published by Finishing Line Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Fox Home Entertainment, presenting Once, the tale of a serendipitous meeting on the streets of Dublin between an Irish busker and a poor Czech immigrant. sparking a bond that plays out in this music film on DVD tomorrow. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.